Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2026. You'll have to excuse me. I missed the mini episode from last week, but I have a really good excuse because I got engaged over Christmas. I literally can't believe it. I'm so excited. But that's the reason why we missed our mini episode last week. So sorry about that. But we are back in business now that we're in 2026. Speaking of 2026, I'm sure a lot of you are in goal mode right now and figuring out what are going to be your big goals for the year. And today I figured that we would focus on just that, on goal setting and specifically center it around marathon training. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Today we're talking about goal setting. When people talk about marathon goals, they're usually jumping straight to a time goal, like a finish time, a pace, a PR. And honest, like we've talked about a couple of times on this show, there is nothing wrong with setting a big goal, especially a time-based goal for yourself. They can be super motivating and exciting. They can give structure to your training. But the problem is when time becomes the only goal that you're focusing on. Before we go any further, I also want to say that for my first time marathoners, I am a big believer that your first marathon is going to be your PR no matter what. So enjoy it. I would highly recommend not putting a time goal on your first marathon unless you have a really specific reason for why you want to reach it. But in my eyes, your first marathon is your blank slate. Enjoy it. Learn from it. You're going to make mistakes and that is okay. That is what's going to help shape the rest of your running journey. So time goals are awesome. But for my first time marathoners, I would definitely encourage you to think about some of these other goals that I'm about to mention as your A goal besides having a time as your A goal. So that being said, like we said, the problem is when time becomes the only goal because a marathon is long. Training for it, it feels long. And along the way, things are going to happen. Life's going to happen. Weather's going to happen. Illness, injury, all of that could happen during your marathon block. And if your only goal is a specific number on the clock, it can really start to feel like everything is riding on something that you honestly can't control. So I want you to reframe how you think about marathon goal setting. And I encourage you to think about it a little bit too. So instead of one goal, let's think about it in layers. The first layer is your outcome goal. This is the one that everybody thinks of: finishing the marathon, run under a certain time, qualify for something, hit a PR, whatever it is. This is the goal that gives your training some direction. It helps you choose a plan, it helps you strategize, and it helps you decide, like, how seriously do I need to commit to this goal? This type of goal, like we said, is an end goal. It's not the one that's going to motivate you through training. So the second layer, it's got to be your process goals. These are the goals that live inside of your training block. So these are things like showing up for your runs consistently, fueling properly on runs, strength training once or twice a week, going to bed earlier before your big workout, saying no to some of the social stuff that you would normally say yes to. Maybe even like practicing patience on your easy runs instead of racing them, starting slow, those kinds of things. You want your second layer of your goal to be a process-related goal, something that helps you focus on the training and set goals around the actual training. Your process goals are powerful because they are fully within your control. You can hit these goals even on weeks where the run feels bad or the paces, you're not hitting any of your paces or they just feel off. They're also the goals that help actually get you to the start line feeling healthy and confident. So set the time goal, set the big goal, but also set these process goals to keep everything in perspective. And then we've got our third layer of goal setting, which I think is the most important and most overlooked goal, which is your personal goals. This is your why. We've talked a lot on the show about identifying and really resonating with your why. Your why is what you're going to hold on to in training when things get tough. When things get tough, especially for your first marathon, you don't know what it feels like to cross a finish line. So that feeling isn't something that you can depend on. So you really need a reason why this marathon matters to you specifically. Maybe it's about proving to yourself that you can stick with something hard. Maybe it's about rewriting a story you've told yourself for years about yourself. Maybe it's about honoring a version of yourself who needed this. Maybe it's just like seeing what you're capable of, what you can commit, like how far can I push myself to the limit? The important thing about this third layer of goal setting is that this goal doesn't show up on Strava. It doesn't get you a medal, but it is the one that carries you through the long runs where nothing clicks and the weeks where the motivation is just not there. This is where this goal really comes into play. All right, now let's do it together. If you are in the car driving or you're on your long run right now and you can't pull out a pen and write some of this down, just take some mental notes for yourself and come back to this episode later when you do have a pen and a pencil, because I do think it is good to get these goals out of your head. So here's what I'd like you to do. On paper, write down one outcome goal, one or two process goals, and one personal reason or your why that has nothing to do with time or pace. I want you to keep that list somewhere visible. Your phone note, you could put it in your phone note, you could put it on your fridge, you could put it on your training log, you could text it to your coach, because marathon training is a long bet on future you, and future you is gonna need these reminders. A couple key points I wanna make with writing these down or getting these out of your head is: one, you don't need perfect goals. You don't need aggressive goals. because goals are relative, right? Like, what's hard for me might not be hard for you, and what's hard for you might not be hard for me. So they don't need to be quote-unquote aggressive. You don't need goals that are fun to post on social media or that you feel pressured to talk about because that's what's being talked about on social media. You need goals that support you and goals that support consistency, leaving room for flexibility, goals that like won't fall apart when one thing goes wrong in training. If you could take one thing away from this episode, I would hope that you would take away that success in a marathon isn't just crossing the finish line at a certain time. It's showing up for yourself over and over and over again, even when it's uncomfortable. And that is something that's worth training for. So set the big goals, set the realistic goals, set goals that make you feel proud of yourself and feel accomplished, because training for and completing a marathon is a big deal. And as always, I'm proud of you for setting goals that scare you. Thanks for tuning in to another mini episode. We'll see you on the next one.